Let us start from the beginning of the Gemara and Daf Lamed Hei Med Aleph. Tana, we learned in the Baraisa, Kusmin min chitin, Shibayla shul, Veshipayin min sa'irim, Kusmin gulbe, Shipayin dishra, Shibayla shul, Shibayla itali. Kira machlekes Rashi in Taisvis of this Baraisa speaking about Trume, that you're not mafrish mi mino sha'ini minoi, or it's speaking about Tziruf le'inyin chale. If you have an Issa of Chitim together with an Issa of Kusmin, and one is touching the other, so it's Metzurif to the Shia. Hani in, Oires v'doichen loy. So Davke, the Chameshis Haminim, are Chayiv Bechale, and going on the Mishnah also, and you could be Yaitze Mitzvah Smatzeh. But Eires Vedeichen is not good. Menohani Mili. Omer Rabbi Shimon ben Lokish, Eires is is rice and Deichen is millet. Omer Rabbi Shimon ben Lokish, V'chein Tonad Ver Rabbi Shmuel, V'chein Tonad Ver Rabbi Lezer ben Yaakov, Omer Akrof, Leiseichel Olav Chometz, Shivas Yomim, Teichel Olav Matzis. Dvorim Haboim Lidei Chimutz, Odom Yeitzebem Yidei Chivosai B'matzis. Yotzu Eilu She'ein Boin Lidei Chimutz Elo Lidei Silchem. He says, we have a Hekish that you can only bring matzes from Dvorim Haboim Lidei Chimutz. So the Chameshis Haminim can become Chometz. So Memeila, so therefore you can be Mekayim Mitzvah Matzah with the Chameshis Haminim. Eires V'doichen is not boli de chimutz, it's only boli de silchein. So memele, you cannot be mekayim mitzvah matzah with eires v'doichen. Now, in this hekish, we say, you need dvorim haboim li de chimutz, odom yoitzebem yedei chayvosoi b'matzah. There's a big machlokes, rishonim and achronim. What is Pshat Dvorim Haboim Lidei Chimutz? Others learn it is a Hekish that's Megala with which Minim one can be Mekayim Mitzvah Matzah. You need a Min that's Roi Lovi Lidei Chimutz. Chameshis Aminim can become Chimutz. Eires V'doichem can't become Chimutz. Others learn it is not a gilui in the mean, it is a gilui in the ise. You need a dough that is able to become chometz. Just nafke minis between this chakire, for example, if you have tvue shaloi hevi shlish, it didn't grow shlish giduloi. It can't become chometz. Can one be mekayim mitzvahs matzah with such tvue? If this is only a gilui in the mean, so this is a mean that can become chometz. Grad, this ise cannot become chometz because the tvue is not ripe enough. But it is zicher a mean that is able to become chometz. If you learn it is a gilui in the ise, that you need an Issa that is able to become Chometz, so this Issa is not able to become Chometz. Or another nafkamina will be, let's say, if you have you will Losh Matzah with Meperis, can you be Mekayim Mitzvahs Matzah with this? If you hold Meperis Ein Machmitzim, can you be Mekayim Mitzvahs Matzah with this Issa? If it is Allah in the Issa, so could be this Issa cannot become Chometz. If it is only a Gilui in the Minim, which Min Kemach one is able to use for Matzah, so even though he was Losh B'mei Peiris, but it is a Min Kemach that one that is Boli Dechimutz. There's a lot of other Nachminis, and seems it is a Machlokes HaRishonim and Achronim in this Chakira. the dvorim, dvorim aboim lidei, that's, leisoichel olav chomet, shiveshomim toichel olav matzeis, we're speaking about matzeh and chomet, we're speaking about an isa over here. So could be you need a, you can make from such an isa matzeh, that can be, has the potential to become chomets. Yotzu eilu shein boim lidei chimot ela lidei sich. The fermentation that occurs by oiras v'deichin is not chimots, so memele, so therefore the Tana of our Mishnah holds that you can't be mekayim mitzvahs matzah with oiras v'deichin. So the Gemara mas nisin deloi ke Rabbi Yochanan ben Uri. Our Mishnah is not like Rabbi Yochanan ben Uri. The Omar, Rabbi Yochanan ben Uri holds oires min dogonu, the chayovim al chimutzei kores. So according to Rabbi Yochanan ben Uri, so since it's chayovim al chimutzei kores, so oires is a mean that is bolid de chimutz. So according to Rabbi Yochanan ben Uri, you can be mekayim mitzvahs matzah with oires v'doichem. The Sanya we learned in Abaraisa, Ab Yochanan ben Nuri oiser ba'oires v'doichen, pipnei shekorev lahachmitz. So let us see Rashi to understand what this Baraisa is speaking about. Let us see the Dvorm ha'boim lidei chimutz, or the yoitze ben mishum matze im oson matze. Oires v'doichen, ein oisin chometz, it doesn't become chometz, we machmitzin oison masrichim. Oyser bi oyres vedoichem. Rabbi Yochanan ben Uri is oyser bi oyres vedoichem. Now what is this oyser? Lechel heimenu tapshil bepesach. So Rashi learns that this member of Rabbi Yochanan ben Uri is speaking about a person who wants to make some rice cereal. And so you're not allowed to eat the tapshil. Because it's mineshe korev lahachmitz. You cook something with rice, it's korev lahachmitz. So that's the oiser. Rashlan's the oiser is he's speaking about a tafshel. Yesh meforshim, others loim pshat, this oiser is speaking about something else. Lemenoches, mishum dechol hamenoches bois matzah. That Rabbi Yochanan ben Uri is speaking about to use oires v'doichen for menoches. So Rabbi Yochanan ben Uri asks why imnei shekoriv lahachmitz. It's koriv lahachmitz. It becomes very readily chometz, and menoches have to come from matzah. So he asked to use oires v'doichen for menoches. The shibushu. So Rashi says, this is a grais. You can't say that this is pshat in Rabbi Yochanan ben Uri. Why? The ein mincha bo ela chitim, d'chsiv soiles chitim ta'asa oiso. Chutz mi mincha sa'oima, sh'einei bo ela soirem, v'chei mincha soite. Upshite de doichen loy, uman poligalet Rabbi Yochanan boho mi mater. So Rashi says, you can't say Rabbi Yochanan ben Uri asert a mincha from Oiras v'doichem, and the reason is because it very readily becomes chometz. So Rashi says there's a different reason. You can't use Oiras v'doichem for menachas. Forget about the chometz, the kishayla. The Torah says that a mincha has to come from certain minim, either from soiles or from soirim. And Oiras v'doichem, I feel it is a min dogon, but it is not soilus and it's not soirim. So who would be matir to use oires v'doichen for a minche? So Kocha Rashi says it's speaking about a tavshel. He asks us to make a tavshel out of oires v'doichen mipnei shekorev lahachmitz. The Rosh Yosef wants to fa'am for this yesh meforshim. He says it could be we're speaking about that he has a mincha of chitim, and there's a small taruvis of oires v'doichen. Could be the oires v'doichen becomes bottle, and hilchis min could be the oires v'doichen becomes bottle. Now, but you can't you can't use this Eiris V'Doichen in the Mincha because there's a new problem. Because it's Korev L'Hachmitz. That means it will enhance the Chimutz procedure. So therefore you're not allowed to use it. It's out the mean. Could be if Roiv of the mean is Chitim, so there would be a Din Bittel. Or even if there's Shishim Keneged the Eiris, there'll be a Din Bittel. So there wouldn't be a Chesorin of, you need a Minchas Chitim. There is a Minchas Chitim. No, it is a besondere Chesorin that it's Korev L'Hachmitz. That's what the Rosh Yosef had. Rosh Yosef wants to aim for the Yesh Meforshim. Now, this is also not too poshit. It is bekant achekire if the din bittel is only sufficient to take off cheschoines, or the din bittel can put milus on a mean. That's the einigyontiv shaila, the einigyontiv klaus. Let's say if a person would have chutim shenitvu l'shem tzitzis, and he has other chutim that were not nitvu l'shem tzitzis, and they got mixed up. And Reiv of the Chutim were nitvu l'shem tzitzis. Do you say a din bittel and the Chutim shaloi nitvu l'shem tzitzis become bottle to the Reiv Chutim and they become kosher l'tzitzis? Or do you say that the whole din bittel is only to take off cheschoines? If a dover iser falls into heter, so it loses the iser. But bittel does not help to put milus on. The bittel cannot make the chutim which are shalei lishmo to make them kilo the chutim lishmo. So l'chayre, even though we will say that it is speaking about that roiv of the minche is chitim, but if you need an isorin of chitim, so l'chayre the din bittel can't give the oires a din chitim, unless you hold this tzad in the inigyante, or else the Rosh Yosef could be speaking about a case when you have already an Isorin of Chitim, and you can't add this Oiris because it's Korav Lahachmet. Al Koponim. We have here that Rabbi Yochanan Ben Uri said that Oiris, he asserted Oiris V'doichen in a Tavshul or in a Minchem im Neshe Korav Lahachmet. Now, on this Baraisa, the Gemara clears the Shaili. What exactly does Rabbi Yochanan Ben Uri mean? Shekorev lahachmetz means the kodim umachmetz, that it gets chometz very quickly. Oidilme korev lahachmetz havi, chometz gomu loy havi. It's korev lahachmetz, it can almost become chometz. It becomes chometz nukshe, which is not a complete chometz, but chometz gomu it can't become. Toshma, the sanye, omer Rabbi Yochanan ben Uri, oires min dogon hu, vechayovin al chimutzoi kores, so we have another baraisa that Rabbi Yochanan ben Uri said klar that oires is a min dogon v'chayov nachimutzei kores. So then we see korev lahachmetz means that korev lahachmetz means that it gets chometz very quickly. It quickly becomes chometz, but it's chometz gomer v'adam yoytzib deichayvosei bepesach. The Rosh Yosef doesn't understand. The Gemara said, "Mas nisin deloik Rabbi Yochanan ben Uri, dama oires min dogen v'chayav machimutzei kores." The Gemara should have right away brought the second beraisa. The first beraisa, speaking about other things. The second beraisa says klar that according to Rabbi Yochanan ben Uri, it can be mekayim mitzvahs matzah with oires v'doichen. Let us see Rashi. Rashi says shekorev lechimutz alme. Bo lidei chimutz. So we see from Rabbi Yochanan ben Uri that it's bo lidei chimutz. Ulididei yoitzin boi mishum matzah. Chometz gomu loy havi v'nafke mino de'ein onush koris v'im ochlu b'shoigik ein mei vikob. Now, we have two interesting rashis over here. The Gemara cleared in the memra of Rabbi Yochanan ben Uri. Rabbi Yochanan ben Uri had said that he asked to, let's see Rashi's chat, he asked to make a tavshul out of oires v'doichen, mipnei shekorev lahachmitz, because it's korev lahachmitz. So the Gemara cleared a shaila, what's korev lahachmitz? Is it chometz gomo, or it's, and, or is it korev to become chometz? That was the Gemara shaila. Now, in this maimer of Rabbi Yochanan ben Uri, he's not speaking about matzah. He just said a memory, not allowed to make a tafshel out of it. So Rashi explains, so lemay nafke mine, if it's chometz gomo, if it's not chometz gomo. So Rashi's nafke mine is if you ate a tafshel, if you mechuyev to bring a korban chatos. That's why Rashi explains over here, the nafke mine will be legabi havos kol. But the previous Rashi, as soon as we brought down the memre of Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri, Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri said, Shekorev lechimutz, alme boli de chimitz, ude yoitzim boi mishumatze. So it seems from this Rashi, that even as yet we do not know, according to Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri, it's chometz gomo, it's not chometz gomo, but as long as it's boli de chimutz, one could be yoitze mitzvahs matzah. That's how it would seem from this Rashi. That means in the hekesh lo yisoichel olav chomet shiva shomem toichel olav matzah is that you don't need a chomet shechayoven olav koris. As long as there's some sort of chimutz in this iser, or this mean can be come to some sort of chimutz, that is sufficient to be mekayim mitzvahs matzah. That's the Gur Aryeh, the Maral says this in the Gemara, and it would seem like this from Rashi also. Zog the Gemara weiter. V'chein oye Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri oimer karmis chayeves b'chale. That karmis is chayev b'chale. My karmis, omar abaye shitznise. My shitznise, omar apope shitznise de mishtakche beini kalnise. Let us see Rashi. Karmis meforesh lekamei, what this is. Chayeves b'chale, de min dogin habe. This is also min dogin. Va'af al gav de chalas lechem ksiv po. It says, in order to be chayev b'chale, one should have to be able to make lechem from it. V'gom al lechem, lechem mi lechem oini. You should be able to make such a lechem that one can be mekayim, it's lechem oini. And by lechem oini, you need dvorim haboim lidei chimutz. V'menachas peik Rabbi Shmuel, so he holds that this is also bo lidei chimutz. Just like Eiris v'deichen is bo lidei chimutz, karmis is also bo lidei chimutz. Karmis nami lechem, karmis is also lechem. Shitznise ketzach shekoyren naila belaz. Others say this is a fennel plant. Ogolu kein deichen v'shochel. Lishnachine shamati ashterenile Benim says b'sheep, and this is rye grass. Kalnise makabelaz, this is from the papi family. Anyway, so this mean is chayiv b'chala according to Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri. Zog de Gemara weiter. Oma rabbe bar bachona oma reish lokish. Isa shani loyshe b'yayim b'shemen udvash. Isa that was needed with yain shemen edvash, ein chayovim al chimutze koris. So if it became chometz, you're not chayev, on this chometz you're not chayev koris. Yosef rav pope ravuna bereid rav yeshua kamed ravidi barovin, v'yosef ravidi barovin v'kome namne. He was streaming, and they now had this memre in front of them, and they wanted to figure out what the reason is, why are you not chayiv on a isa shenilusha b'yayim b'shem and advash, why aren't you chayiv on it if it's chomet? Omalei rabhune bereid rav yeshua l'rapope my time ed reish lokish. Omalei, the omar kro loiseichel olav chomet, dvorim sh'odom yoyt, shive shem teichel olav matzes. Dvorim sh'odom yoytzi behem yedei chayvosoi b'matze chayovim al chimutzei kores. You're only chayiv. And what kind of a chometz are you chayiv? Only if this would be matze, you'd be mekayim mitzvahs matze with it. Then you're chayovim al chimutzei kores. V'ho hoil v'nodom yoytzi bo yedei chayvosoi. Tahavalei matza ashir. And since by an isish nilusha b'yayim b'shemen udvash, if it would be a matzah, you could not be mekayim mitzvahs matzah with it because it is matza ashir. And chayovim al chimutza koritz. So therefore, so since you're not mekayim mitzvahs matzah with it, you're not mechayiv chayiv al chimutza koritz. Zot Rashi, B'yayim v'shemen, D'loy nosam bo mayim. It's speaking about, it was plain, May Peres without mayim. Ein chayovim al chimutzei kores, the May Peres ein machmitzim kidalakamo. So that's pshat. Eis ve'rafun ebreid Rav Yeshua l'Rav Popes, Ravun es the Rav Popes, if there is such a hekish, that you only chayiv al achilas chometz. If you would be mekayim mitzvah achilas matzah, but such an achila. So yes, we learned, imcheyu v'gomoy, what is if a person liquefied bread is im chometzu onesh kores. So if it is chometz, there's yichayiv kores. Even though you're not eating it, you're drinking it. It's not derech achila. The Gemara learns out from a posik hanefesh l'rabishas hashoise, that there's a special posik that if you liquefied chometz and you ate it, you chayiv kores. Ve'im matzahu, ein odom yoytze yidei chayvose bepesach. But if you did the same thing with a matzah, you liquefied it, you're not mekayim mitzvah achilas matzah. Here you don't have a posik. So it's not derech achila. So memela, so you're not mekayim mitzvah achilas matzah. So he asked, if there is such a hekish that you're only chayiv kores and chometz, that if this would be matzah, you could be mekayim mitzvah achilas matzah. So how does the hekish apply over here? Here, if a liquefy matzah, he won't be mekayim mitzvah achilas matzah. B'chayov malchim mutzei kores. So you see, there's no such hekish. In the meantime, Rav Idi Barovin woke up and he heard this pilpul. The reason Reish Lakish said that an iser shenilusha b'yayim v'shemen advash not chayiv kores, mishum davlu mei peiris ein machmitzim. It's a different timing answer. Because mei peiris are not machmitz. Let us see Rashi. Matzah ashira b'chmon omar lechem oini. Imcheyu v'gomoy ashum lechem de min dogem. Koi eni lechem, that's a min dogem, v'ashminen digmiye ka'achila l'chayba. Even though he did not eat it, he swallowed it. That is sufficient to be mechayim and kolis. Himche shemcheyu b'mayim, he liquefied it. Einodem yoytze bo yidei chevosoi, de lav derech achile ka'ocheloi. It says, Eisaber of toichlu matze, so it has to be eaten derech achile. This is lav derech achile. The Gemara says that the time is because they may peiris, or may peiris ain machmitz. Let us see Taisvus. Umei peiris ein machmitzim, hainu lischayiv kores. Kedamrinim behedye, that means you cannot get a chometz gomo with mei peiris. Kedamrinim behedye, ein chayovim al chimutzai kores. That was the loshen of Reish Lakish. Isa shenilosha b'yayim shemad vash, ein chayovim al chimutzai kores. There's no chiyiv kores. Avalav isbe. That means it's chometz nukshim. It's not chometz gomel. That's pshat mei peiris ein machmitzim. That means you shouldn't take it literally. It doesn't become chometz at all. No, mei peiris ein machmitzim means it does not make it chometz gomel. Not chayav al chimutzei kores, aber alav will be chometz nukshil be. Ubesomoch nami amrinen. The Gemara says later on daf lamed vav ein loshen biyayin v'shemen udvash. Ve'imlosh tisoref miyad. So the Tanakama holds that it is impossible to be shomer meperis. Meperis amemarim lahachmitz. So he says, ve'imlosh tisoref miyad, you have to burn it because I have to assume or be choishish that it became chometz already. So you see, we just said over here, meperis ein machmitzim. So weiss the chois ein machmitzim means it's not chometz gomel. But chometz nukshid is, so therefore v'im lo shti sorif miyad, because you're not allowed to eat it. Chometz nukshid is also b'achila. V'chachomim nami da'omri te'ochel, and the chachomim u'acholik, and they hold that if you were lost, v'yayin shem l'dvash, you're allowed to eat it. Hayne mishim she'chaylum l'shamra min ha'chametz. They also hold it can become chametz nukshe. But they hold that there's no, that may peiris are not worse than water. Water can become chametz, so may peiris can also become chametz, chametz nukshe. But just like by water, it's possible to be shoymer, the isit should not become chametz. So the same thing is applicable by may peiris also. Chomim that say toichel, hayne mishim shechayvum l'shamra min ha'chametz k'sharis. Avol lekulei alme machmitze. So that's how Tosfos learned pshat in our Gemara. Tosfos medayik from the Loshon of Ein Chayov and Al-Chimutzai Koris, Abavais is chometz it is, and there will be a lot. V'koshe de lekamon maskinon, gabi chatzve da avishune. There the Gemara is speaking about that a person went and took a earthen keli. He put kernels of wheat in the earthen keli, and he put this keli in a tanu. And he dried out the kernels in the tanu. Now, Absabaya spoke about a problem when you're drying out kernels in a tanu, so there's two steps. First, the juice comes out of the kernels, and the kernels are really soaking in their own juice, and later the juice evaporates. So Abai was speaking about a shayla of chimutz, that if the kernels are soaking in their own juice, it's a shayla of chometz. So Rav said over there, chatz v'davishune, so there's nothing to worry about. Since the old liquid that is coming out is mei peiris, avol mei peiris shoy, the mei peiris ain't machmitzim. It is no shayla whatsoever. So it's muta lechatchila, mashmed de sharina legamri. So now Tosfos has a kasha from the Gemara further that it would seem that you take the words literally, mei peiris ain't machmitzim. Mei peiris do not become chometz at all. V'chein perish Rabbeinu Tam. The Rabbeinu Tam also learned like that. V'ein machmitzim kol ikel. Ay, if my peiris do not become chometz, v'hod do omar tisoref miyad, Taisa that brought up a Gemara before, in loshen b'yayim v'shemen and vash, v'im losh tisoref miyad, right, you have to burn it. She'irev imohem mayim. There it is speaking about that he had my peiris and mayim together. The oz me marais yoisel ahachmitz. Then it can become very quickly chometz. Val ho omar de ein behen koris, avol lav ispeit. So the memra of Reish Lakish, not the way Rashi said, and Tosfos learned at the beginning also like that, and speaking about beloy mayim. No, the whole memra of Reish Lakish is speaking about when there is mayim. So you have mayim plus mei peiris. And that Reish Lakish says you're not chayv al chimutzei koris because it's chometz nukshe. That's memayel ahachmetz. Avol avizbei, avol heiche de lesbei taruvis mayim. But if there's no water whatsoever, kegon yayin v'chometz v'shar mei peiris, shor legamri. V'chein muchach b'seif kol ha-menochis bo yismatz. Now, the Rabbeinu Tam brought a raya from a Gemara Menochis. The Omar, the Gemara says there as follows. Asher takrivu lerabois minchas nesochim lechimutz. There's an issa chimutz on minchas nesochim. Divrei Rabbi Yosef Glili. Uporich frekte gemore hakadeh bichimutz. Minchas nesochim mei peiresein. Vein machmitzim. So how could you have a droshe that is a psul chimutz by minchas nesochim, they're made from meipeiris. Meipeiris ein machmitzim. Omar Reish Lakish, oima hoye rabbi yoisi, minchas nesochim megablo b'mayim v'ikshere. You can make minchas nesochim with water also. Partik, so a male, if you made it with water, so then you have to, then you need this ribuy to tell me that is an iso chimutz. Bahash, if you will assume That Reish Lakish that said, Ein Chayom Machin Mutzay Koros, but a lot there is speaking about where Rashi learned, and where Tosfos learned in the beginning, that it's speaking about that it's May Peiris alone, May Chometz Nukshe, but Velochi Koros Leke, there's no Koros Avol Malkis Ike, the Chometz Nukshe Havi. So what's the hope? Amayi Tzich Lemei Mahosa Megabla B'mayim. So why does the Gemara have to say that this itchayich ehechetimtza of chimut by minchas nesachim through gibel b'mayim, b'loy gibel b'mayim nami yitzach krov. Shalei teyof v'chomet. Ta v'chomet nukshe. V'chomet nukshe posel v'minche. K'demash mosem b'menoches. The kamarosem sir the rabiudah the posel v'menoches. And that's chomet nukshe. Ele vadai heichet deleke mayim einei machmetz klov. So that was a raya to the Rabbeinu Tam, and not like Rashi. V'kosher l'Rashba, v'chomets o adoini choshev le bepeke lo oivrim, chomets dogon gomur al yedei tarubis. Chomets o adoini is called, it's chomets dogon gomur, they have real chomets, al yedei tarubis, but it's mixed up with other things. V'amai, v'chomets adoini meforesh osam, the Gemara says over there, how did they make this chaymetz adoimi? The romu beis ha'oyrim. They put into the wine barley. Perish mesimin ha'sa'oyrim b'yayin. You put the sa'oyrim into the yayin. Kedei she'yach mitzaytik. The Gemara calls this concoction chometz dogon gomur ayyedei tarubis. Frektach toisvis, if you put Sa'irim in wine, it's not chometz at all. Or may peiris ein machmitzim. Va'afilu imisim imayim imoem. Na'afilu will say that you put some water also. So you have water and yayin. And sa'irim, akatil havel chometz nukshe, according to the Rabbeinu Tam. Oimeri, so he wanted to defend the Rabbeinu Tam, she sa'irim shoirin b'mayim koidim shemisimin b'yayin. So the Ri said, no, these Sa'irim were first soaked in water. So these Sa'irim are already Chometz Gomo. So later, when these Sa'irim are added to the Yayin, so that's called Chometz Dogen Gomo Ayyidei Tarubis. Ube Mei Beyim Nistapik Rashi Ichoshev Mei Peiris Oiloi. Rashi had a sofik, if egg matzes, not egg matzes, if you were Mechamed something through eggs, is you only had Meibayim, does that create a Chometz Gomo? Or does that only create a Chometz Nukshe? Lefi she'onu loyim she'isen nasa ovo ben yoysomi b'mayim. So Meimele, so Rashi had a tzad that Meipeiris is Meipeiris ein machmitzim. Meipeiris is if it's Peiris, Bayim is not considered Meipeiris. That is takim machmitz, that can create a Chometz Gomo. That was Rashi's sofik. Aber bei Netam, Noah kehta bedobo, bei Netam was Mekel, bo yonoye glechel be'erev Pesach acha arba shois, ugo shen ilusha bebeim, he used to eat after arba shois. When Chometz is also to eat, so he used to eat matzah shen ilusha bebeim. Oh, they come rinem, because it's not pe'erev same achmitzim, so it's not Chometz. So if it's not chometz, it's matzah. So lechayre now lati matzah erev Pesach. Hain the matzah v'yilotz is boi yedei chayve. V'zu matzah ashirei. This is matzah ashirei. So memele not roi lotzis yedei chayve. This is matzah ashir. That's why it doesn't. That's why you're not over the issa of the Yerushalmi. Zogt the Gemara weiter. We had in the Mishnah yoytze bedmai b'mai serishin shenitlo trumosay. Fregt the Gemara dmai holoi chazilei. How could be yoytze bedmai holoi chazilei? And for the Gemara, Kiven the Iboi Mavke Lenichsei, if this person would be mafkir is nechosem, hava oni, then he'd be another man, voichel d'mai, then he's permitted to eat mai. Is hashtanami chozilei. So even though he wasn't mafkir is nechosem, it's also chozilei. How do we know an oni is permitted to eat d'mai? This nan machilin es haniyim d'mai, ves achsanye d'mai. You're allowed to give aniyim and achsanye d'mai. We'll see soon what achsanye is. Ma'oma ravune, tone beishami oimim ein machilim es haniyim d'mai ves achsanye d'mai, besilul oimre machilim. Al koponim, so the Gemara says, we have a akasha in a teretz. The kasha was loy chozilei. The teretz was, since if he wanted to, he could be mafkez nechosim, then he'd be permitted to eat it. So hashta nami chozilei. It's a very difficult Gemara. Let us see Rashi. Zot Rashi, demai ho loy chozilei. Vom rinon lekamon, mi sheisurei mishum bal teichel chometz levadoi, Ata yaitzi bo lishum matze, yotze mi shi yesh loy isa acher. The Gemara, this is later a drosha of the Rabbeinu learns pshat and daflam et vovam med alef. Rashi bought this drosha already on the Mishnah lagabi chale for a Yisrael. The Pasuk says, loy seichel olof chomet shiv yishomim teichel olof matzis. So the Gemara darshans, if this would be chomet, so the only isa and it should be an iser of chometz. Then, if the only iser that it has is chometz, when it's chometz, then when it's not chometz, you can mekayim mitzvah matzah. But if there'll be another iser on the lechem when it is chometz, besides the iser chimutz, so then you're not mekayim mitzvah matzah when it is not chometz. So that, let us see again, Rashi, Umrin lekamon. Mi she isuroi, only a lechem, that the iser is only mishum bal teichel chometz levadoi ato yoitze bo lishum matzah. When can be yoitze mitzvah matzah if when it is chometz, the only iser is the iser of chometz? Yotzo mi she yesh le iser acha, but if you have something that has another iser on it, so when it would be chometz, besides the Isser Chometz, you also have on it an Isser of Tevel. So then you're not Mekayim Mitzvahs Matzah. So the Gemara is asking Akasha, Demai is Sofik Tevel. Demai is Sofik Tevel. So Memele, so how could you be Yoitze? How could be Yoitze Mitzvahs Matzah if it would be Chometz besides the Isser Chometz? There's an Isser Tevel on it also. That's one way Rashi learns Pshat in the Gemara's Kasha. Inami, another way Rashi wants to say the Gemara's Kasha is Avi loy mitzvah habo ba'aveira. But if you get Kasha, forget about droshes, it's a mitzvah habo ba'aveira. You're not allowed to eat mai. So it's a mitzvah habo ba'aveira. So what is the Gemara answer? Hashte nami chozilei, the chumre de rabbonon ba'almuhu, the roiv ame ha'oretz ma'aschenei. The whole thing is a chumra d'rabon. Now, the gemorim, our gemorim made up a cheshbon, iboi mafke nichsei v'ava'oni v'chozilei, hashtenami chozilei, in Rashi, p'sazoi, it's a chumra d'rabonon. The roiv ame ha'oretz ma'aschenei. That's one problem. But before we go into this problem, let us just understand what was the Havamina of the Gemara and what was the Teretz of the Gemara. Dachsachmir, a little bit it says in the Marsha, on this Omad, on the later Rashi, but it's a little to be marchiv a little bit. There's a Gemara in Shabbos, Daf Chav Gimel Amad Aleph. The Gemara in Daf Chav Gimel Amad Aleph brings down the halacha that mafrishin demai oral, that a person is permitted to be mafrish demai, even though he's oral, he's not dressed. So what's the chiddush? The chiddush is even though an oral can't make a bracha, you'll have to be mafrish demai. So the Gemara asks, why is it, how you allowed lechatchila to be mafrish to my orem? He can't make a bracha. So there's a machloikis Abaye v'Rove. Abaye says, vadai de divreyem boi bruchi, when there's a chiyu vadai, then you have to make a bracha. Sofik de divreyem loi boi bruchi. So Rashi says, the mai is a sofik. I don't know if he was mafrish meiser. I don't know if maybe he was mafrish meiser, buddy. So the whole chiyuv afrosh is a sofik. So if the chiyuv afrosh is a sofik, you don't have mechuyv to make a brocha. You only make brochas on mitzvahs vadois the rabbonim. This is a sofik. On sofik you don't make a brocha. Frech the gemara kasha, yontiv sheini, you also make a brocha. It's also a sofik din divrei. It's a bais as a teretz. Yontiv sheini, you make a brocha. Today, the loy lizul zuli bay. Fine, but that's Shita Sabai. Rove says, Roy Amoratzim Ma'asremei. That's what Rove says. Zutrashi, Sofik de Devrayim, Boi Bruchi. A Sofik, Rove disagrees with Abaye. If Midarabonon, Yumachuyev to be Mafrish, Al Sofik, you would make a Bruchi. Just like by Maisa Shaini, you make a Bruchi. Udmai a philosophic loy have elo chumre baum. The mai isn't a sophic. The mai is a chumre baum. So we have here in the Gemara in Shabbos, we have here a machloikis, Abaye and Rove, what is the mai? Abaye held it is a sophic de divreim. Now what does a sophic de divreim mean? A sophic de divreim means that the Rabbonon says, we have to clear a Sofik. Maybe Minatari don't have to clear a Sofik. But the Rabbonon says, we have to clear a Sofik. We have to clear, maybe it's Tevil. That's what Abaye held. Rovi said, not that the Rabbonon said, we have to clear a Sofik. We don't go nish clearing. We cleared go nish. It's Zichr not Tevil. No, it's a chumre baalma, roi vamaratze maasremeim. So, you don't have to clear. Not that the Rabbonah said, mi the Rabbonon you have to clear. You don't have to clear, afilo mi the Rabbonon either. It's a chumre baalma, roi vamaratze maasremeim. So we have here now, a yisoy distik amachloikis, between Abaye and Rove, if Demai is a sofik to Devreim, or Demai is a chumre baalma. Is lechayre, that was the shakla v'tarye in our Gemara. The Gemara in the Havamine learned like Abaye. The Gemara in the Havamine learned that Demai is a Sofik de Divrei. So what's that it's a Sofik de Divrei? That means, Midarabonon, I have to clear, maybe it is Tevil. That means, Midarabonon, it's not also Midarabonon. Midarabonon, you have to clear, maybe it's Tevil de Reise. You have to clear, maybe it's Tevil de Reise. So Memele, so the Gemara asked Akasha, the Gemara asks the Kasha as follows. So the Gemara asks, but Rashi says the first pshat. Rashi says, so the first pshat is some mele. So the, just like you're not yoitza with tevil, because there's a limud. Me, that loiseichel all of chomets. Me, sheisur mishim bal teichel chomets levade yata yoitze bo. Leshumat. Yotze me sheyesh le yisaracha. I have declared there's an yisaracha on this. I have declared maybe it's tevil. It's a sofik tevil. So if it's a sofik tevil, so memele, so you're not yoitze. So I have to clear I wasn't yoitze. Because the Rabbonin said it's a sofik, you have to clear. The Havamina of the Gemara was like a baye. And for the Gemara, chumre the Rabbonin ba'almu, this is the Lashon of Rashi in Shabbat. Chum, it's only a chumre the Rabbonin, not you have to clear. The Rabbonin will machme, you shouldn't eat it. Rabbanu Wamachma, you shouldn't eat it. The Rav Amaratzim Asremeh. So now let us go to the first psul. So you can say that there's two reasons why I'm not allowed to eat it. One because it's chometz, and another because it's tevil. Chas v'sholem. It's zichin not tevil. It's with Rabbanu, you're not allowed to eat it, but not that it's tevil. That you're clearing that it's tevil. That's what the Gemara was machadish in the Teretz. So the Gemara in the Teretz was machadish. So the mele this droshet pasnished in ganzen. If the mai would be a sofik, if the mai would be a sofik the rabbonon, then it would be posel lematzah because after clear maybe it's tevil. The Gemara answers that mai is not a sofik in ganzen. It's a chumah ba'alma, and the Gemara answers according to Rove. What will Abaye do with our Gemara? So that's the Meil Shmuel speaks about. Abaye had a different mahalach. Aba al kaponim,
Let us not Rashi lechayre in the maskonas haGemara. Rashi is explaining haGemara according to Rav, because this is mamish the lotion of Rashi in Shabbos. Rashi says Reiva Maratze Maasrim. So Rashi says Dmaya philosophic lehava lechumre bialmet. The chumre bialmet. That's what Rashi says over here. The chumre the rabbonim baalmo. Reiva Maoretz Maasrim. That's monikude. That's lechayre, that's miyushiv, to understand why the drosha is, the psul of the drosha is not applicable by dma. Now, let us just see a Rashi later. There's a Rashi in a little bit more than the middle of the Amud, the Tovul Midarabona. Tovul Midarabona. Now, Tovul Midarabona is going on, the Gemara says later, that a tevel de rabbonon, you're not mekayim mitzvahs matz. A tevel de rabbonon. So, trashi, vafilo hochi, even though it's only midarabbonon, mitzvah habo baveire hi choshev lo. It's a mitzvah habo baveire. Even though it's only also midarabbonon, it's a mitzvah habo baveire. Zok te heileke marsho. Why did Rashi mention over here mitzvah bo ba'aveire, and why didn't Rashi mention like before? There's a drosha, kol mi sheyeshne mishum bal teichel chomit, and this is osar al tevel also. Zukte marsha by an iser de rabbonim pasted, it's osar al two reasons. The posik means if there's an iser de araisa, so if it's osar al chomit plus tevel, so then it's the smile. A tevel de rabbonim, you don't have a miyat akroni. I, the Gemara before, said that Tmai was Osir al Tzeposik, Zuk Tmar Shah, because there was a Sofik. Then the Gemara, the Havmin held, it's a Sofik Tevel. It's a Sofik Tevel, dear Isa. A Sofik Tevel, dear Isa, I can use Osir al Tzchomet, me Sofik, I have declared it's Osir al Tzevel also. So we see, this is the Marsha, which we mentioned before. So the Marsha says, that by Dmai in the Havamina, we could use the Pasuk. By Tevel de Rabbonon, the Pasuk is not applicable. Since Minatera, there's only an Issa Chometz on it. An Issa de Rabbonon, you can use a Drosha to passel it for Matzah. Since Midarabbonon, it's also al Tevel. So Trashi, so why is Tevel Midarabbonon not good? For Lohochi, it is no good. Alts Mitzvah Bobaber, alts the second Chasov. Rashi, mitzvah bo baveire, v'loi domi l'dmai. So Rashi asks, oh, so what is this different than Dmai? Dmai is not a mitzvah bo baveire, and this is a mitzvah bo baveire. So Rashi says, uchdamoram, tohoson ashkechen beyateire l'chatchila. There it is possible that he could eat it l'chatchila. Hil kechoche b'dievet nofik. So before we go into the lomdus of Rashi, but Rashi says as follows. By Dmai, it should also be a mitzvah bo baveire. Why by Dmai is it not a mitzvah bo baveire? So since it's possible for him to eat it l'chatchila, it will be matkes nechosim, so memele, so therefore b'dievet is yaitze. But by Tevel, the Rabbonon, it's not possible for him to eat it l'chatchila. So that is a mitzvah bo baveire. Rashi tells us, Rashi is magdir d'inyonet. So we see from Rashi that this lomdis of Iboi Mafke Nichse, this is a lomdis in mitzvah bo baveire. And this, we need this lomdis for mitzvah bo baveire. By Tavul de Rabbonim, we don't have this lomdis, so Melech Taki Posel alts mitzvah bo baveire. Now what is this lomdis? Taki Rashi says, since it's muta lechatchile, it could be muta lechatchile, so memele, it's a male b'dievad yoyotze. The Dvar Shmuel brings down a svare from the Sefer Havas Chesedach, he brings down that, so he says a very interesting svare, and could be this is pshat in Rashi. The yesod of mitzvah bo baveire, Taisva says in Sukkah, is as follows, that if you can't do the mitzvah without doing the aveire, that means the aveire is only through the aveire you can do the mitzvah. So that's called a mitzvah bo baveire. But if theoretically you could have done the mitzvah without doing the aveire, no, you got it the aveire. That is not called a mitzvah bov aveira. The get a mitzvah bov aveira is that the mitzvah is coming, the mitzvah can only come about through the aveira, so you're not mekayim a mitzvah. But if you could have done the mitzvah without the aveira, so if you did it with an aveira, that's not called a mitzvah bov aveira. So he says, this demai, I could have eaten this demai without doing any of it. I could have been mafke my nechosim. And I would have been mafke my nechosim, so I wouldn't do any aveira at all. So I don't need the aveira in order to be mekayim the mitzvah. That means the mitzvah could have been this kind without doing the aveira. So since the mitzvah could have been this kind without doing the aveira, so even though I'm doing an aveira, that's not called a mitzvah bov aveira. There's an endliche svare, there's a pnei Yeshua in Lulav HaGozel, that says an endliche svare. The Gemara says in Lulav HaGozel that Shmuel said, mitoich sheyoytze in chalamoit, you yoytze with a lulav hagozel. Mitoich sheyoytze bishol, yoytze begozel. So the Pnei Yeshua says, you know what Shmuel means? He means to say like this. In chalamoit, you don't need shaloi. You didn't have to steal it to make it his. You could have borrowed it. So Memele, even though he stole it, but it's not called that the mitzvah came through the aveira. You didn't have to steal it. You could have borrowed it. And you also been mekayim a mitzvah. So even though you stole it, it's not considered that a mitzvah bov aveira, because a mitzvah bov aveira is only if the mitzvah can only be niskayim al yedei aveira. So could be, this is the svare, and this is the svare that, Kiven the boy mafkin nichsevavle oni vechosele, he could have eaten this without being goyvan aveira. He could have been mekayim a mitzvah without being goyvan aveira. Safilu, he didn't do that, but that doesn't fall into the category of mitzvah bov aveira. So it comes that Rashi before is telling us the svare, why the first psul is not applicable, why the psul of kol mishi surim yishim bal toichol chometz levadoi is not applicable, because demai is not a sofik to divrayim, no, it's a chumre baalme, and Rashi here is telling us that what the Gemara mentions, given the boy mafke nichsev havoni vechozile, hashtanami chozile, this is a svar a mitzvah bov aveira. Achsanye chayoleis malchei Yisrael hamutolim abnei hayoris lezoinam. These are Yiddish soldiers. Lohogin aleim meyaveim Yisraelim heim. Vareihen kaniyim hoil ve'einam bimkoimam. So you're allowed to give a oni demai. You're allowed to give an achsanoi, which is equivalent to an oni, since he shaloi bimkoimai, so he has a din of an oni. Sok Tosfos. Yoitzin bidmai. Mesupik ri, iboil emeim anadari, had a very interesting suffix. Sapella de ketosis. The ri was mesupik, iboil emeim yoitze dafke diyebet. You only yoitze bidiyebet, kedamrine. Hoyo mafkele nirse vechozile. He could have. Mikomok emadayin le mafkele. He wasn't mafkele nechosim. So Mamela, if he wasn't Mafkiz Nechosim, so he was Zicha Oiva Anissa, but since he could be Mafkiz Nechosim, so Mamela, so he's Yoitz. But Lechatchile, you're not allowed to do it. Because he wasn't Mafkiz Nechosim. Inami Yoitzim Af Lechatchile. Could be by Dmaya Yoitz Lechatchile. Hoyel Vishori La'anim, since it is Mutter La'anim, Achilles matzanami nikre achilles anis. It says lechem oini. So this is an achilles anis. So since it's mutter for aniyim, so lechatchila you're allowed to eat dmai, because it's lechem oini. It's nikre achilles anis. Before we try to explain Tosfos, let us see the next Tosfos. Achsanye meforish b'Yerushalmi noch. We're speaking about Goyish soldiers. Not the way Rashi says, we're speaking about Yiddish soldiers. Tosfos speaking about Goyim. Now, this Tosfos, the Suffolk of the Ri, is L'chayra Apele, Mitzad Shnei Taimen. Time number one, we'll buy what Tosfos says. It's called an Achilles Anius. But the Gemara never said an achilas aniyus is mutter. It says machilim la aniyim d'mai. They were mutter for aniyim. He's an osher that's eating an achilas aniyus. Good. will say that. Lechem oini. So it's an achilas anias. It's not an achilas chshuva. It's an achilas anias. It's lechem oini. It's not chometz. Fine. But he's not an oni. He's an osher that's eating an achilas anias. So what's the subject of taisvis? The Gemara was only matter machilim aniim d'mai. You're allowed to give an oni a d'mai. He's not an oni. He's an osher that's eating an achilas anias. This kasha I found, the kapas tmorim in Lulav HaGozel after this kasha on taisvis. L'cheir it's a pella. There's another pella on taisvis. If it's called achilas anias, so that's why it's mutal lechatchila, so what's pshat hoyu iboi mavke nichsiva v'oni v'chozile hashtanami chozile? What do you need this whole hoyu over here? Whatever pshat could be, you don't have to be mavke nechosim. Taisha says it's called an achilas anias. It's mutal lechatchila. He could be an osh, he could have $1 million in his bank account, and he's allowed to eat it because it's achilas anias. So what is pshat in the Gemara hoyu These are the two Schwerigkeiten an Taisvis. The first Schwerigkeit I thought could be Taisvis is going Lishitosai. Taisvis says Achsanoi is Nochem, a Goy. Goyish is soldiers. So let us understand the Chiddush of the Mishnah. Machilim Achsanoi Dmai. You're allowed to give a goyish soldier d'mai. Shkoyach. What's the chiddush? A goyish is allowed to eat d'mai. A goyish is allowed to eat tevel. What's the chiddush? So the chiddush isn't, Taisva says in Tzukedach Sechmida, the chiddush is, it is a chiddush. Because tevel is also bahano shel kilui. You're not allowed to derive benefit from tevel through the consumption of tevel, through the kiloyin of tevel. So the ma'isa, he is tevel. He's not the rabbon on the tevel. He hears at the rabbon on the ketabel, and lemaise they're coming. He has to give them food, so he's giving them table. The rabbon on the ketabel, so he's having a no. This is called the hano shel kilo. You're not allowed to give table to your baim. Atachilas a table the rabbon on. You're not allowed before gemar melacha. You're allowed to give a table the rabbon, but table is also by hano shel kilo. You're not allowed to give your baim a table. You're not allowed to give the guy also table. Steitach do that you're allowed to give the soldiers table. So what steitach do? So what is that pshat? I am having a no. So pshat is, but since the achila is an achilas anius, the osher, the yid is having a no, but since it is an achilas anius, because Rashi said, along this, the soldier has a shem oni, so you see, for an osher is mutar achilas anius. Because that's the din of machilam azachsanoi d'mai, that the osher is permitted to give a soldier, even though he's deriving benefit from it. And could be the same thing by and to give aniyim also, besides the oni that's eating it, I'm also deriving benefit from it. I have to give him tzedakah. So I'm giving him d'mai, which is cheaper, which is not so mahudadik, and I'm deriving benefit. So whenever he's machel, the chiddush is bemis and the Rambam and Perish and Mishnah is medayik. The Mishnah doesn't say oichlem aniyim d'mai, machilim es aniyim d'mai, machilim es achsanoi d'mai. So the chiddush over here is this: the Yisrael is permitted to be machel. The Yisrael is not an oni, and the Yisrael is deriving benefit from it. Va'afal piken it is mutter. So you see that even an osher is permitted to derive benefit from an achilas anius. If the achila is an achilas anius, a little osher is allowed to derive benefit. Now there's a little difference, because there the osher is not eating it. He's derived in the heter of an osher kilu, he's deriving benefit from an achilas anius. Here Taisus is claiming maybe he's allowed to eat it also. So it could be that was the suffix of Taisus. Since we see there's a heter for achilas anias, is this only a heter legabi the iser havano shel kilui, or is the heter afilu bepoil to eat an achilas anias? This is could be pshat in taisvus the tzad that it should be mutter. The second kasha that we asked, but the Gemara says andre diburim. What did Taisus do with the Gemara? So the Chodesh wants to say, a very interesting chap. The Gemara says later, you need hamatzah haruya l'shiva. The matzah that you yoytza with, Leil Pesach, it has to be roi for shiva shaman. Therefore, matzah shall toide, you can't be yoytza with it because it'll become nicer. You need hamatzah haruya l'shiva. Zuktoy chodosh, a beautiful chap. So he says, the risar eshtik toire, that's called an achilas anias. He says, when is matzah called an achilas anias leil Pesach? There's a mitzvah lechem oini. So there it's called an achilas anias. But the whole Pesach? He says, or to eat matzah a whole year, no one ever said you'll have to eat matzah a whole year. Because it's lechem oini. It only has a shame lechem oini, leil Pesach. The Torah gave it a shame lechem oini. So it's called achilas anias. But during the whole Pesach, you're not allowed to eat it. So Memele, so the Gemara had a new problem over here. The Gemara had a problem, how could it be Yoytze Leil Pesach? It's not a matzah, Ruyi L'Shiva. That was the problem. So the Gemara says, no, it's Ruyi L'Shiva, if you want to give me Mavkez Mechosim. V'iboi Mavkez Nichsiv Avi Chosilei, Hashtanami Chosilei. So in the din of Ruyi L'Shiva, it's good, the Iboi Mavkez Nichsiv Avoni V'Chosilei. But to be able to be eat it, L'chat Chile, so Leil Pesach, the Ri wants to say, could be, this is an Achilas Anis, and it's Mutter Lachatchil. So the Gemara weiter. Maisa Rishin Shenitla Trumose. So the Gemara, the Havamina learned, that means you had Maisa Rishin, you took off Trumas Maisa, and you Yoitza, frag the Gemara Pshita, the Kivin Shenitla Trumose, Chulan Havet, so it's Heta Goma. So the Gemara, Leitzriche Shehegdimoi Bishibolim. It's speaking about that before they made the Kri, it was before Gmar Meloche, he took, the lady was Mafresh Meisel before they were Mafresh Trume Gdoyle. B'not lo heimenu Trumes Meisel, b'lei not lo heimenu Trume Gdoyle. And this Meisel, that he was Mafresh, there was as yet not a Hafrosh of Trume Gdoyle. And Lemaisa, so he's eating Maisa Rishin, that Trumas Maisa was taken from it, and Truma Gedoyla was as yet not taken from it, and it wasn't taken from it. Uchtaravabo, Omaravabo, Marav Shimon ben Lokish. Maisa Rishin, Shekdimi Bishibolim. If they took off Maisa Rishin, and when it was still before Gmar Meloche, Potter mi Truma Gdoyla. So you don't have to be mafresh Truma Gdoyla on this Maiserish. Shenema avarimaisim imena Trumas Hashem, Maiser mina Maiser. Which Truma do you have to be mafresh? Trumas Maiser. Maiser mina Maiser amartiloch. Veloi Truma Gdoyla, Trumas Maiser mina Maiser. So that is the Chiddush of the Mishnah, that Maiserish and Shenitla Truma Soy, that means Trumas Maiser. But was not taken off Truma Gdoyle, you can be Mekayim Mitzvah Smatzah. Omale Rapopo Labaya Elo Meyata Filo Ikdimoy Bekri Nami Lifta. Why do you say Davki Ikdimoy Beshibolem? That if he was Mafrish, Trumas Maise from it, without Truma Gdoyle, but it was before Gmar Meloche, Filo after Gmar Meloche. It also should be Potter, because she brought a Posik. Barimoyse Mimenu Trumas Hashem Maise Mina Maise, it says, that you only have to be mafresh trumas maisa. You don't have to be mafresh trumas gdoyla. Omalei olecha omakro. There's another posik. It says, mikoil batnoi seichem from the maisres, torimu es kol trumas Hashem. You have to be mafresh all the trumas. You have to be mafresh trumas gdoyla and trumas maisa. So we have a stiridike posik. One posik says you can only, it's sufficient if you mafresh trumas maisa. Another posik says you have to be mafresh kol trumas Hashem. So memeila, so one is speaking about before, he was higdimei b'shibolim, before gmar meloche, before it became tevel l'trumah gdoyla. And the other posik is speaking about higdimei b'kri, that means after gmar meloche. So it's already after Gmar Meloche. So now it became Tobul L'Trumah Gdoyla. Then it will not help that he was Higdimoy and he was Mafresh Maisa before Truma. You still have, in order to be able to eat it, you have to be Mafresh Truma Gdoyla. Umarois, how do you know to say that this Pasuk is talking about Bishibolim, this Pasuk is talking about Kri? And the Gemara, Hai Idgon, Vahai Loi Idgon. So Trashi, שקדימה בשיבולים, אס המייסה הקדים לתחום הגדולה. קוידה מרוח, בפור גמר מלוכי, הוא מפרש מייסה. זה מן התוירה תרום הקדמס למייסה. מן התוירה יפתה בי מפרש תרום הגדולה בפור מייסה. דה רישס קאי רחמון. It's called רישס. ומן הנויסו, הוא נויסן מייסה רישן ללוי. And from that which is left over, הוא נויסן מייסה רישן ללוי. עכשיו הרים הלוי בקדמוי כדי שליחסרנו הכהן אחד מחמישים. So the lady went was מפריש מייסה ונות לימנו תרומס מייסה כדינו. אבל תרום הגדול הראשון לא ינית לימנו. ושמינה מסניסן דמותה כרבי יבו. It's מותה like רבי יבו. מכל מתני סייכם ולווים כסיב. אז כל תרומס השם. אפילו תרומה גדולה, אומר איסא דוק מקרא דחיובי כשקדימה בקרי, מקרא דפטורה כשקדימה בשיבולם, היי דניס מערך בקרי אידגן, וכיוון דניקרא דוגון, נעשה תבו לתרומה כדכסיב רישס דגונחו, היי לא אידגן, בקדימה בשיבולם, it did not become דוגון yet, וכי שוק ללוי עדיין להיהווה תבו לתרומה, it is not תבו לתרומה, So therefore I say that here you don't have to be mafresh truma gedoyla. Maisa sheni vehegdish shenifdu. Now this, the next case in the Mishnah was that he was paid the maisa sheni and hegdish. Like the Gemara pshita, so what's the chiddish? Ocha ba'eskinen shenosan asakeren loinosan asachoymish. The loch is if the bailam is paid the maisa sheni or hegdish, he has to be maisa fachoymish. V'kamash melon, that the chaymish is not ma'akev, even though he didn't give a chaymish, but the chalois chilul was already chal on the maisa sheni in hekdesh.